96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you're a member of a family in need in D.C., where do you turn? You may need access to resources, from looking for a job to perhaps just managing an overwhelming household. Well, tonight, we're going to talk about a program for families that give a new meaning to the word mentor. We're talking about the Family to Family Mentoring Program. Dwayne Dawson is the program coordinator at the Opportunities Industrialization Center of D.C., and Chiquita Foster is an outreach specialist with the center. Now, she started in the program as a mentee. We're talking about this program tonight, lots of moving parts. So listen carefully. You may qualify. You may need some assistance. That may be broad. It may be deep. And so this program just may be for you. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at Daily Drum WHUR. Chiquita, Dwayne, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Let me first get a thumbnail sketch of exactly what this program is. What does it do, Dwayne?
Okay, so let me give you a little background. OIC provides training to low-income families the tools and experience that they need in order to become self-sufficient. And so the OIC Family to Family program is a comprehensive program that integrates life skill training, workforce readiness, job training, and any other resource they may need. It may be a parenting class. It could be anger management, how to deal with anger when it comes, because it will come, how to advocate for your kids in school. But most importantly, how do you bring two families together living in the same community, a mom, two kids, or a dad with three kids by themselves, in spite of all of the things that may be going on in the community, it's the crime, whatever may be going in the community, how do I then become successful? A lot of times it's because of the people that are or are not in your ear. So this unique program, it provides mentors with mentees so that they can have that strong support of people encouraging them to go back to school, to work on their resume, to become a better parent, to be a better citizen in the community that they live in. And it's really a wonderful thing.
It's interesting because usually when we talk about mentors, we talk about career mentors. We're talking about corporate America or somebody on the job who knows more than you do, who is willing to kind of take you under their wing and make sure that you don't make mistakes, that you don't slip and fall. So I'm assuming this is the same thing, but it involves families, correct?
Absolutely. And so one of the things about this mentoring program, it provides a mother that may not have that family support around her to say, you need to go back to school. You need to get into a training program. You need to. Those kind of things that so often we take for granted because we have those support systems around us. In the mentoring program, we match a mentee with a mentor that has gone through the same kind of challenges that you have gone through to say, let me help you register for a training program. OIC has a home health aid class. OIC has a A-plus certification class. OIC has a Microsoft Office class. Let me point you in the right direction so that you can enroll in these classes and you can work towards becoming self-sufficient, raising your kids, and being the kind of mom that truly you would like to become.
Chiquita, you are now the outreach specialist with the center, but you started in the program. What's your story?
So I wanted to kind of make some changes, and I went to OIC just to kind of find out what they did, because for the longest time, I would just bypass them and see the signs out front and just keep going. So I kind of wanted to find out what they were doing. And so I went in. I got scheduled for an orientation. I came back to that orientation. I got all of the information about each program that they provided. At that time, they were providing a job readiness piece and also a customer service piece. So I went ahead and put in my application. You have to fill out an application. I took the CASAS test. I passed the CASAS test.
Now, what is a CASAS test?
So the CASAS test is a test for to see where you are. It's pretty much 8th grade math and reading. Mm-hmm. And so if you're able to pass that test, then you're eligible to get into the program.
Now, let's back up a little bit, because you didn't just willy-nilly just drive by and say, oh, let me just see what's happening in this building. I mean, this isn't a Walmart. What was happening in your life that made you say, I needed to look into what's happening here? And how did you hear about this?
Honestly, I was tired of working dead-end jobs. Mm-hmm. It wasn't getting me anywhere. It wasn't anywhere that I could grow. It was just dead-end. There was nothing that I could do. So I wanted to get some other trainings, some other resources on how I could move forward and be able to obtain a job where not just any job, but I wanted to get something with higher wage, mm-hmm. living wage, something that I would be able to support my children on.
You were trying to improve yourself.
Yeah.
So how did you hear about this?
I heard about it through DHS. Mm-hmm. They were doing a WEX. And so a WEX is a work experience. And so I went through the WEX and got connected with OIC. I then found out that OIC does their own inside WEX. And so I got, once I got registered, once I took the CASAS test, as I said before, I went in and I was able to do that WEX. That WEX then helped me obtain some other skills that I needed to get moving forward to where I was trying to go.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the family-to-family mentoring program. It comes out of the Opportunities Industrialization Center of D.C. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you're interested in becoming part of the program, receiving help, or even helping with the program, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Now, Dwayne, this is for D.C. residents, correct?
Correct.
But there are some other specific qualifications that will allow you to participate.
Well, you have to be either on TANF or TANF eligible. And so we're open to all 8 wards in the city. And so if you're, again, if you're receiving TANF, mm-hmm. or if you are TANF eligible, please come down to our office. We're on Martin Luther King Avenue, the intersection of Martin Luther and Malcolm X, mm-hmm. 1 block from Congress Heights School.
Okay, and the information is on the web as well?
Absolutely. As I mentioned also, Harold, earlier, OIC offers Microsoft Office training. It offers A-plus certification.
And what is A-plus certification?
Computer training.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, home health aid training.
Okay.
Because we want to put people in demand fields that they can be competitive, that they can be self-sufficient.
Okay. And the information can be found on the web at OICDC.org. That's OICDC.org. Now, are there any other qualifications? Because I remember earlier you mentioned about children and the like. Are single people eligible? Are married couples? Who is this for?
The only requirement we have is you have to have 2 kids living under your household, under your roof, for the family-to-family program. As I mentioned earlier, the programs do not require that you have kids. You can be a single person. You can be a single man with 2 kids. You can be a single female with 2 kids, 2 or more kids. Mm-hmm. And we will provide these services for you.
Talk to me, Chiquita, about the process, because we've already talked about the testing, but we haven't spoken about the families, the family that helped you, and what was that like?
It was a great experience. I got so much feedback and so much words of encouragement. My mentor is a beautiful person.
Who is it, or is it a secret?
It's no secret. Her name is Diane Little. Mm-hmm. And I could talk to her about anything. She is like, she's who I aspire to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I'm listening.
So I came in. I got my mentor. I was referred, you know, different services, educational pieces outside of what they offered, because they're partnered with, you know, different organizations, as far as Howard, as far as the Community Collaborative. I could go on. It's a long list, but they work with community-based organizations just like themselves. And so I was able to get the help that I needed, and she was there for me. She walked me through it, and I really appreciate her for that. OIC did great things for me. They didn't just sell me a dream. You know, sometimes you see organizations on TV, and they're saying, well, come to our program, and we'll do this for you, and we'll do that for you, and then they don't deliver. But OIC definitely kept their word and delivered what I needed them to do.
And what's her name again? Diane
Little.
Now, how did Miss Little get connected with the program? Because I would imagine you just don't, you know, walk in and, you know, put your arm around a Chiquita Foster and say, let's go. There's got to be some kind of training, vetting, or something, right?
Yeah, so that person, the mentor, would come through the program the same way that a mentee would come through the program. It's just people have different situations. Some people have less barriers than others. And so that mentor probably, well, may not have as many barriers as that mentee. That mentor is someone who has previously lived that mentee's life and is no longer living that life. They have become that success story.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the family-to-family mentoring program. It's a way for families to pay it forward to, as Chiquita so eloquently just said, removing some barriers and helping some other families through some struggles that they may have. This really is kind of an each one teach one, I would imagine.
You just hit the nail on the head. You're exactly right. And so often what happens when individuals come into our training facility, they're at a point where they're, now what? They've gotten their high school diploma, or they've gotten their GED, but now what? I don't have enough training to get the job that I want. I don't have enough education to get that kind of job. And so they come to us after they have that now what moment, and we're able to hold their hand and provide them with the resources and the training that they need to get to the next step.
I will tell you what, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Diane in D.C., and the lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. You will be able to hear the program, so please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More about this program in just a few seconds.